Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Garden Knicks Podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed, and I am here alone tonight. My guys have left me hanging. Let me stop. They got stuff going on, but it's all good. I'm here to talk about a Knicks win, something that we didn't get to do the other night as a unit. But let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. Of course, the Knicks come out with a win on the road against the Atlanta Hawks, 126-120. Listen, I loved everything that I saw. I loved everything I saw up until maybe the fourth quarter. Like I took everything in stride that was going on at first. You know what I mean? But once the fourth quarter hit and the three stopped going in and them legs started kicking, yeah, I was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we came out with that dub, and that's what I wanted to see. Yo, my guy, what's going on? What's going on? Of course, one of my co-hosts who was busy tonight. Listen, I understand it's Friday, man. I ain't mad at you. I am not mad at you. I got the family here, so you know what I'm saying? Wait till them kids get old enough to stay in the crib. What's going on, cuzzo? How you doing, man? Everything good? I hope you enjoyed the game tonight. And I figured out something for them to watch the games. No money. What's going on? Was Xavier? What's going on? You're. What's going on? What's going on? Listen, I'm not worried about it, Joe. Like I said, it's Friday. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Lonnie, my mans. What's going on? What's the word? You already know what it is. I'm here talking about my guys, and of course, oh my mans, Wavy in the building. Yeah, you keep putting it in the chat. Y'all are hilarious, man. Paul says bull and trash, man. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you, Paul, man. Unfortunately, for you, I'm not a Bulls fan, so I can't share any of that emotion with you right now. But you guys are close to making something happen, you know, kind of like a full reset. That's probably the best thing to do right now. But that's not what we're here, right? Not what we're here for. Trade the whole fucking team. Oh, CIA was good. What's going on? Tell me something about the slap boxing championship with this game right here, man. How did it go? You know what I mean? Let me know how that went. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, so let's get into these numbers. I know you guys want to see what it was like. First of all, let's just talk about RJ Barrett tonight. He was really on fire. If this is the RJ Barrett that we're gonna get every game, the league is in trouble. Because as soon as Julius like wakes up and starts making his shots, and you know he gets in the zone, it's gonna be a problem if RJ can make these shots. And the thing is that I'm starting to realize how Tibbs has it staggered. RJ can put these numbers up every single night because he doesn't have to run with Jalen and Julius all night, because a lot of times he runs with the second unit, which works with him, because I think that's a unit he can kind of control a little bit better than, you know, when these guys are on the floor. But RJ tonight was looking crazy, man. 3-for-5 from three. Last game, he was 2-for-5 from three. So, you know, 40%, 60%. So what does that mean? He's a 50% shooter from the field from the first two games. Like, not getting carried away, but same thing from the free throw line last game. 5-for-6 from the free throw line. And, you know, that's what you want to see RJ doing. Knocking down those free throws and knocking down his threes. And converting at the basket. He did that a lot tonight. What else we got? We got 6 assists, 3 rebounds from RJ. 3 turnovers. You know, you kind of wish he could rein it in. I remember one of them was just kind of, you know, RJ kind of, he makes kind of bonehead decisions every now and then. But tonight, passing, I mean, one of the best passing, I'll say halves, because I can't say really games. He only ended up with 6 assists, and he had 5 assists in the first half. But that was one of the best passing halves I've ever seen from RJ. You know what I mean? He was just getting the ball out to, you know what I'm saying, the corner, you know what I'm saying, and just dumping it down to the paint, just knowing when to make the wraparound passes, making the right decision. Ended up with 26 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. So like I said the other night, what we want to see RJ improving on, we know you can put up numbers because you're going to go to free throw line a lot. As you can see, for the past two games, he was 5-for-6 from the free throw line. but we want to see you bring something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just going to be scoring all the time. We want to see some assists, rebounds. But tonight, RJ showed what he can actually bring on that end. So, shout to RJ. Shout to RJ for that, man. You know what I mean? So, let's check the chat. What are we talking about? Brunson had to slap box somebody after Celtics lose to get his hands warmed up. I think that's probably what happened. I think that's probably what happened. You know what I mean? He had to step in like, "Lo, listen, I need to warm up real quick." Yeah, you know, my shot wasn't going down. I think he went crazy. I don't know who it was. All I know is Evan was real quiet on that bench tonight, so it probably was Evan, just for no reason. He just started slapping Evan. But anyway, yeah. What's going on, my boy? So, anyway, back to these Knicks. So, we talked about Julius. Julius tonight, he couldn't really, I don't know what it was. I think he couldn't really get it going. But he stayed active. He still did everything else offensively. He couldn't really make the shots that he was really accustomed to making. But you got to hand it to him, man. He was getting rebounds. He was getting assists. He ended up with 17 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists tonight, man. And that's what you want to see from Julius. Same thing, like I said, from RJ. If your shot isn't falling, bring me something else, because you know Tibbs will take your ass right out the game. He'll pull you right from the lineup. If you're not going to be putting up some kind of stat on the night, it doesn't even have to be a stat. Just be active. Be present. And Julius did a lot of that tonight. You know what I mean? Still, like I said, 12 rebounds. Second highest on the team, right behind Mitch with 13, who had a great rebounding game and great defensive game. Let's talk about Mitch. You know, shout out to Julius. You know, you had a pretty hard time hitting shots. He was 3-for-7 from the three, but he still got to the free throw line, 6-for-8. He did force a lot of those free throws at the end, which, you know, I'm glad he made at least one or two. Actually, he was one or two of both, I believe. But, you know, I'm glad we got the win, because people would have been mad at him like, "Yeah, just pass it to someone who can make the free throw." But whatever. He came out with a dub. Great, solid all-around game from Julius. Now, Mitchell Robinson, he was all over the place tonight, man. And we get into this thing where with Mitch, he's like everybody's backup on defense. So when people get to the basket, he has to step up. And automatically the person knows if Mitch steps up, nobody else is going to step up. So they just dump it to whoever Mitch is usually guarding. And that happened a lot tonight, you know, and that got them back in the game a few times. Every time we would go up and with our lead and then drop back down, go up and drop back down, it's usually because people get into the paint and no one's recovering from Mitch's man and boxing out. Julius, you know, slowly did it a few times, but you know, that's the issue that you kind of run into when you have one guy that you're like forcing all of the defense to, when you're not technically requiring everyone to defend the rim. You know, that people kind of like lag off because they expect him to be there. And what if he has to help out twice? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, unfortunately, that's something that we're going to have to figure out. But Mitch has been doing his thing. He ended up with 7 points, 13 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 blocks. Like, the guy's he's just been amazing. You know what I mean? The past year and a half of Mitch is, you know, I'm just proud of the growth of what he's been showing us. I know I didn't get to watch it, but I know Scott Perry was actually talking about one of his, I think he said his biggest accomplishment, I think something like that. I don't want to say, don't quote me, but I believe he was saying that his biggest accomplishment was Mitchell Robinson, or in terms of the people he's drafted, because of where he came from. He was someone that didn't really, you know, he didn't really speak at first. You know what I mean? Someone that didn't really have any college, actually didn't have any college experience because, you know, of how everything went. You know, he just trained that year and he just went to draft the year after. So he just came, basically just had high school experience. And to what he is right now, man, it's just, You know what I mean? Salute to him for really sticking with it and not just, you know, just, I don't know, man. A lot of these people get, they get led the wrong way. You know what I mean? He's changed agents a few times, but he's starting to mature now. You know, they were talking about it during the broadcast that he's, you know, he's starting to mature now. He's got a daughter now. So shout out to Mitch. Shout out to Mitch, man. Keep improving. Excuse me there. And, you know, just keep doing what you've been doing, man. He's proud of you. Seriously proud of you. Jalen Brunson, of course. Well, how can we not talk about Jalen? The boy was balling. You know what I mean? I don't know what the hell. I don't know what happened. 8 of 12 from three. Career high. He was just knocking him down. Now, I think Julius got him a lot of those from the driving kicks. RJ as well. Everyone contributed to that. But he was on fire tonight. You know, he didn't like how he came out to start the season. So, you know, he did what a professional does, and he forgot about that game, and he goes to the next one. Gives us 31 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 8 of 12 from the three-point line, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. You know what I mean? He didn't really go to the line that much. But that's fine, because you hitting 8 of 12, I wouldn't be going to the line either. Quentin Grimes, 6 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound, 2 of 5 from 3, 2 of 6. You know, you sit there and think like, ah, whatever. He was amazing on defense tonight. Amazing. He was a menace. I mean, it's probably why he couldn't really hit all his shots. He probably was tired from chasing Trae Young around. But he really made Trae work tonight. He really, really made Trae work. How much did Trae Young have tonight? Trae, let's go check. Let's check. Trae had 18. 4-16 from the field. And he had 18, and 8 of those came from the free throw line. So I would like to say salute to Quentin Grimes, and of course, you know, the rest of the team as well, but mainly Quentin Grimes, for putting a lot of pressure on Trae Young. And, you know, making him work. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to him. Let me check the chat real quick, see what we talking about. Jelani says 4+ turnovers in 30 seconds is crazy. I was screaming at the team. Bro. First of all, the last two, the one on Grimes, Grimes could have caught that. That was in his hands. Just like, and then he was talking to, wait, don't talk to me. You had the ball, and now it's out of bounds. But now that's my turnover. Cool. The next play, the very next play after they went down, did they score? I don't know if they scored. I don't even remember. Everything's blended now. The next play to go down, and Jalen gets doubled in the backcourt, throws it to RJ, and goes out of bounds. Now, that one I'm not blaming RJ for, because first of all, that was a terrible pass. I said it when I saw it. I said, that's a terrible pass. It was a lazy-ass pass. First of all, that's his offhand. He's a lefty. And he threw it with his right hand. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, whatever. He's an NBA player. I'm sure he can make a pass with his freaking right hand. He's a lefty. But what I'm saying is, that was a lazy-ass pass. That was not the pass you make, you know, sure, in that minute, you know what I mean, that you're going to get to, you know what I mean? So I kind of wasn't mad at him for that one, at RJ for that one. I think Brunson also took blame for that, because in the post game he said, you know, can I just not make turnovers, and you know, in the last few minutes, you know, so he understands that he had to take blame for at least one of those two. But back-to-back plays, the pass came from Jalen Brunson. So also, I think that play with Grimes, I think Grimes was trying to cut up from the corner for whatever reason, as Jalen Brunson is getting chased by two people towards the corner. Why would you come towards Jalen with your man? I don't know what was going on there. So he just lost the ball in that moment, whatever. But I'm glad we won. But I was right with you there, bro. Salute That's a nice salute to you. We made it. We made it out of that game, man. It was crazy. Julius couldn't get it going, but he ain't stepping in the way of others getting it going. I blame them damn Skechers. He's going to hear it all season long for these Skechers. I'm telling you, I don't care if he has a 70-point game in them Skechers. The very next game, if he has like 12 and he's not looking right, them Skechers is the reason why you asked, Julius. You know what I'm saying? We're never going to give you credit for the Skechers. Listen, not me. I'm saying nay. I don't wear Skechers either, but I'm just, you know, I mean, that's just personally, Skechers aren't my type of thing. But maybe not yet. He said on the Jimmy Fallon show that's the most comfortable shoe he's ever wore. I don't know if he's supposed to say that, but, you know, maybe it is. We'll see. I'll go try them on. That's the pride, you know. I'll go try them on. That's all I'm going to do. I'll try them on. But you never know. They might be comfortable anyway. Talk to me. What's going on, Mac? What's going on, Mac? iHeart closed. First of all, talk about iHeart. Whoever this Jalen Johnson dude is, who their wing, he's like 6'9", and he jumps like a bat. Like, he just flies. Like, it's crazy. Trae Young, pick and roll with him. He dumped it down. Isaiah Hartenstein jumps. Josh Hart jumps. And he just throws it on both of them. And Josh Hart falls to the floor. It's just disgusting. I don't even want to show the play here. I'm not going to show that kind of content on here because that's disrespectful. Let's see if I can find it anyway. But still, regardless, it's disrespectful. It wasn't nice. If it shows up on the screen later, I don't know how I got there. Anyway, shout out to Chenzo. Let me get a few more comments out of here, and then I'm gonna get back to the stats, because, you know what I mean, we're gonna talk about some of these guys. Paul says Jalen Brunson still having nightmares from the Lithuanian wonder test. Shout out to everybody who was here when I did a show after we lost to Team USA lost, and one of those games, I forgot who they lost to, but I think it was some team with a bunch of big men. One of the big men's name was Ted Ass. It's just crazy. I don't even know if that's how you say his name, but whatever. I can't believe that I kept saying his name like that. Anyway, Jelani says, yeah, Julius having a hard time getting going early, but I think he's been doing better in a way. He's dishing more, and that opens up his shot late. Happened 2 games straight. See, you're such a rapper. Couldn't even not rap if you tried. But anyway, I definitely agree. You know what I mean? I don't know what, when he first kind of got into this, I don't know. He's usually known for going crazy in the first quarter. You know what I mean? That's his MO. He's usually known for going crazy in the first quarter. But so far this year, first 2 games, it's only 2 games. Small sample size. It's only 2 games. But he's definitely been, you know, a little bit off to start the games. And it's kind of continued. But like you said, like I said earlier, he's doing other things to stay active and to still be a part of the team. And that's exactly what we want. If you don't have the ball in your hands, if you're not scoring, bring me something else. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're unplayable, then, you know what I mean? Like, you're someone I probably don't want in my rotation. And that's what happens with guys like Fournier. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, tell me how you're going to help me on the floor. But outside of just making threes, because we can do that. I mean, let's look at the numbers. Tonight, how many threes did we make as a team? Where are we at? Was 3 3-points made? 20 out of 44. We shot 45% from three. And Evan Fournier didn't play 1 minute. I think we're going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Because, and that's with quickly shooting one of nine from three. You know what I'm saying? Like, that really killed our percentage. But at the same time, we still shot 45% from three. You know what I mean? So I'm not tripping about any of that when it comes to the Evan Fournier situation, because I understand why he didn't play. Our record speaks for itself. I think it's 37-22 after he sat. And we were just a better defensive team and all-around teams. But I do like what Fournier can bring. But if he's going to be part of your rotation, you got to have a ton of defense on your team. But anyway, what else we got? Knicks was trying to give that one away in the end, too. The only reason we won is because Hawks couldn't finish it. Yeah, first of all, that last couple of plays by the Hawks at the basket was just ridiculous. First of all, I even put it on Twitter. Clint Capella is a super burger. Like that, he's a burger. He missed like two layups. Trae Young just gives him a gift, hands him the ball. He's missing two layups at the basket. And in crucial minutes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That was just trash. And then Trae Young misses a layup at the basket. Like, come on, like that's on you. That's on you. You guys coughed that one up. You guys could have won because we weren't really trying to lock that win down anyway. So, you know, whatever. At least we got the dub. That's all that matters to me. Paul, side note, worst Knicks hat I've ever seen. Yeah. I love it. It's one of my favorite, actually, because I like off colors like green and like maroon and shit like that. Like, I'm a full color kind of person. And like gray, that's like my, you know what I mean? That's my hue real quick. You know what I'm saying? I don't like all that shiny shit. Yeah, back up. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with this right here. I like this Knicks hat. So you don't got to like it. Go like your Bulls hat. I'll find you a green and blue Bulls hat. Paulie. Big Taz, what's going on, man? I ain't seen you in a minute. It's been a minute. He says the offense of the Knicks has the potential to be very deadly. Absolutely. Especially if you got guys like Dante DiVincenzo hitting the way he's hitting tonight. You know what I mean? Because that's the last guy in your rotation, technically. You know what I mean? That's kind of what you want to see. Like, if all these guys can be effective, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's really, really scary. Morning Brew, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to you, Phil, and Jigga Man, and Hector as well. I haven't met Hector. I haven't met you, but shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the chat, they say. Shout out to y'all, man. My man. Phil, like I said, the other day we went out and copped a cigar. My first time getting a cigar, man. That's a memory right there. You part of that, bro. You part of that. But how about this game? How about this game, man? Xavier said, RJ playing like he don't want to get traded. I mean, at this point, if you trade RJ, it better be for a star. And it better be someone that really pushes us somewhere, because he will make you... First of all, they had the legend. What's his name? The legendary interview... come on. The black dude. He's throwing me off. I'm mad at myself. Now I gotta go look it up. Cause now I'm mad at myself. What is his name? Come on, man. I can't believe you don't remember his name. Man, it's right at, I don't even like saying that no more. Cause everybody says pause everything. But hold on, let me see. What is his name? The interview guy. He does a lot of interviews he did the interview with the Knicks. His name is Ahmad Rashad. Jesus. Damn. That's embarrassing. Anyway, back to the comment. He did an interview with Ahmad Rashad. Actually, he asked him some questions. He asked RJ questions. He asked Julius. He asked Dante DiVincenzo, RJ. I think he asked a couple other people as well. But, you know, he had a little sit-down interview with them, and he really talked about, you know, he just gave them rapid-fire questions. And the last answer that RJ gave is the reason why I don't want to trade him. So this is rapid fire. Just listen to it real quick.
Rapid rapid fire questions, okay? Do you like to go out or stay in?
Stay in.
Do you like to call or text?
Text.
Plain or pepperoni?
Oh, pepperoni.
Most points scored in any level?
60.
What's more exciting, a three-pointer or a dunk?
A dunk on somebody.
Your go-to shot in a horse?
From behind the backboard.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
What animal would you be in another life?
Maybe a lion.
Best piece of advice you've gotten?
All the work that I put in that got me to the NBA is not what's going to keep me here.
There you go. Right there. All the work that got me to the NBA is not going to keep me here. Someone with that kind of mentality is not somebody you should be trying to trade. And RJ showed a lot of that for the first two games, actually. 24 points the first game and tonight, 26 points. So that's kind of what you want to see from RJ. In year five, consistency, you know what I'm saying? Morning Bruce says, only if we could get the sketches with the Healy wheel versus somebody going to break their ankle messing with them drains, bro. Oh, man. Knicks threw some leftover VC on iHeart and gave him an arm sleeve. That's crazy. Chalani, I need you to relax. I need you to relax. You really bugged out just now. You bugged out. Gave my arm sleeve. Yo, because he definitely came back tatted crazy. I was like, yo, okay. Come back looking like he punched somebody in the face. Just like he turned around and Jaylen Brown tried to foul him last game. That was crazy. I was like, okay, the tattoo make him look a little bit tough. Jaylen was like, oh, hold up. Phil, my man, we got the W. Yes, the hell we did. Yes, the hell we did. He's playing the third option, and I like it. Who are we talking about? RJ? I think he's talking about RJ, and I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. I believe he's talking about RJ. Either way, whoever it is, I like it. I like it a lot. Xavier says, yeah, we can't have a max player with a Skechers deal. No Randall, no Embiid. Listen, man, it's happening, clearly. Clearly. Oh, man. He said, Dante, CIA says, Dante was a big piece of this win, too, in my opinion. He shot the ball well and made some good hustle plays. Absolutely. He came back just like his fellow Villanova ex-roommate, Jalen Brunson. And, you know, they weren't going to have two bad games back-to-back, especially because Dante, he came out with a donut in his debut as a Knick. I know that hurt him, and he probably was mad. And he probably was in the gym every night because I ain't going to lie, if he's knocking down shots like that, because you got to realize those were Obi's minutes last year. Hold on. These are Obi's minutes. Let's look at this real quick. If I'm not mistaken, this last bit of rotation, besides for iHeart, I mean, of course, I say Hartenstein, 10 minutes, but between Isaiah Hartenstein and Dante, that's Obi territory last year. If you're getting this kind of production out of those minutes, we're already a better team, which is crazy because we didn't make a huge signing. It's just how a team knows how to fix a flaw without making any major changes. And it didn't really cost them that much, if you ask me. So I know everyone was up in arms that we signed Dante DiVincenzo. But if you wanted continuity, if you wanted to continue growing with the unit you had and you had something going, you found a system to get, you know, that you might be able to work with. It's only been 1 year. Toward the end of the year, you start to find a system that works. We can run RJ a little bit more with the second unit because, you know, it frees him up to have the court and do whatever he wants to do as the main guy while they're on the floor. Let's keep Julius and Jaylen on the floor together. And they, you know, and it's just, and now RJ and Emmanuel quickly have chemistry in a different way that the other guys do. And, you know, that's just how you develop team chemistry and you keep it there and you keep growing that team chemistry. And like I said, if you have your last rotation guys, your eighth and your ninth guys in your rotation are giving you these kind of minutes, you know what I mean? And giving you production. I know it's Isaiah only played 10 minutes. He didn't really have to play a lot of minutes tonight to be effective, you know, because it didn't seem like he played 10 minutes to me. But, you know, three or four from the field, But, you know, just make, you know, Isaiah just makes the right play. That's, you know, that's just kind of what he does. Yeah, four fouls is probably another reason why he couldn't stay in the game. But, you know, that's he's okay with being that kind of guy. But Dante, 6 of 10 from the field, 3 of 5 from three, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. You know what I mean? Getting used to the system a little bit. 16 points, knocking down the three. Like, it's just, to me, if that is happening on a nightly basis in minutes that we typically were getting from Obi last year, and now we're getting these kind of minutes from him, you know what I mean? You can't beat that. You can't beat that. So let me check the chat once again. You guys are funny. You guys are funny. Of course you guys know each other. Come on, stop it. Stop it. Who are we talking about? We survived. Salute. We survived 100 people. Shout out to you. Salute. Amada shot is 73. Yeah, man. He's actually up there. You got to remember, he was in like his 40s in the 90s when Jordan was doing it. I mean, obviously. But I mean, he never looked his age. He still doesn't look 73, if you ask me. But yeah, man, like it's the guy's up there. He's a legend. He's a legend in the game. But shout out to you, Izzy. Shout out to you, my boy. Shout out to you. What's good? Peace and abundance to you, my brother. So yeah, man. back to some of these numbers. You know, Emmanuel quickly, unfortunately, didn't have the game that he would like to have, you know, especially to follow up with the game that he had last, you know, the night before. But shooting wise, I'd say, you know, it's pretty frustrating for him, but, you know, quickly knows how to be effective in other ways. That's never been an issue with quickly. Still ended up with 11 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing where to be. Still making big plays down the stretch. So, you know, typically without having a score. One play with Josh Hart gets the ball down to RJ, and RJ dishes off to quickly. Just being in the right spot and getting the lay-in. So that's what you want to see from these guys. You want to see these guys getting that chemistry. A bunch of guys who are going to understand their role and be effective in it. And I think that's the only thing we're missing. And I'm not trying to blame Obi for anything. You know what I mean? Because I just don't think we had the role for Obi. There was no role for Obi on this team for him to play his role. And he's on a team right now where he can play his role. And I'm happy for Obi because he didn't deserve the minutes he was getting. And I understand why he didn't get minutes here. But I wouldn't understand why he wouldn't get minutes over there, because that's their system. The kind of player he is their system, and he fits there. But a guy like Dante, two-way, he can get you some stops on defense. He can be in the right place on defense. He still got you a steal tonight and a block. You know what I mean? Being in the right places, being able to hit threes. Come on. You know what I mean? Spreading the floor. Like, no one's going to leave Dante open. You know what I mean? Like, no, people left Obi open all the time, and we were mad that he wasn't making the three. And then we started making them. Oh, then he had value after he started making them, right? So, of course, if you have someone that's shooting a three at a higher clip than Obi, that's going to make that a little bit better. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Obi. He is somewhere where he can actually play a game that fits his style of play, that's not just staying in a corner. And that's no blame to Obi at all. So, anyway. Salute to you, my brothers. Anyway, my thing is, if this team is going to continue having games like this, where you're going to get production, and shout out to Josh Hart. He's probably the only guy I didn't really mention tonight. But of course, Josh just makes the right play all the time. You know what I mean? Just being in the right spot, 2 for 4 from the field. There was one. He's so unselfish. It's like a bad thing sometimes. You know what I mean? He has this thing where he has fast breaks and he just wants to check who's behind him, because not because he doesn't want to get blocked, but because he probably wants to pass it off. And he did that tonight, and then he went up and ended up missing the fast break layup. You know, I just want you to be a little bit more selfish, Josh. Kind of issue we had from you from three last year. You know what I mean? Take the three. But you know, at this point, this is what you do. Fast breaks is what you do, bro. You know, this is what you do. You coast to coast, you know, you do the little move. This is what you're gonna do every single time. Just finish. Stop being so unselfish. You know what I mean? But you know, great all-around game for my Knicks tonight. Shout out to them. They're really, you know, trying to figure out a style and sticking with it. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what they wanted. And that was their goal, continuity. They kept saying that. You know, we didn't make any big changes because we wanted to develop the chemistry. We had something going. We got to a place where no one really thought we were going to go. If you told us at the beginning of last year, after we only signed Jalen Brunson, that we were going to be in the second round in the Eastern Conference, people would be like, yeah, right. That's not even a playing team. You know what I mean? But clearly, that's not what happened. And these guys figured something out. So build on that. You know, the positive to not making a big move is you don't have to develop chemistry. Now, guys like the Celtics, the guys like the Bucks, they're going to have to deal with an adjustment at some point, because once guys get tired and once teams start to adjust to the way you play, it's not going to be as easy as it is right now. You know, the Celtics are getting, you know, wins. I don't know if they even won tonight, but I think they played the Heat. I'm not sure how that game went. I know Porzingis got dunked on by Bam Adebayo, though. I don't know how that game ended, but regardless, chemistry is also being developed when guys are out during injury. You know what I'm saying? And how often you're out with injuries. Now, if Porzingis is going to be out with injuries a lot, that's going to obviously hinder their ability to develop chemistry throughout the season. You know what I mean? If he continues to stay out consistently, then it's going to be hard to develop chemistry with him. And then when you're trying to get it going again as Porzingis, and these guys already got it going, and then they're trying to get you back involved, then you're going to lose games like that sometimes. So, and it's the same thing with the Bucks. You know what I mean? Once teams start to adjust, going over the pick with Dame and making him actually pass down to Giannis, and then making the double go to Giannis as soon as that happened, and making Giannis getting rid of the ball. And now you got your two stars passing the ball to now just role players. And now you have to count on your role players at that point of the season to make sure that you can actually continue being effective. So, you know, that it's all these adjustment periods. But the thing is if the Knicks continue to keep that continuity, they don't have to worry about this adjustment. You know, the league kind of knows how we play. Now stop it. You know, and that's a good hill to stand on. Because these guys clearly, you know, have figured something out. And even with a bad game in that first game, we only lost by 4 points. And Julius and Jalen Brunson played terribly. You know what I mean? Well, shot terribly, I'll say. So, you know what I mean? I think they really figured something out. I don't think they're a championship team. But they're on their way to finding a system and culture that works and an identity that works, so that you can actually go pitch that to someone to come to your team. Now a star can say, all right, well, we see you guys got a goal here. You're not just out here throwing money at people like we used to back in the day. So that was the difference. But either way, I'm glad that we are starting to get some chemistry. You know what I mean? You're starting to see Jalen start to get going. Like I said, 8 threes tonight. You love to see it. You love to see it. But can they carry it into tomorrow? We play the Pelicans tomorrow, back-to-back. Zion. Will he be in the Garden? Hold on. Let me see something. Are they playing in the Garden? Let me see. Let me act like I'm purchasing tickets to see if they tell me where the train is at. Actually, no, that's not the way I'm going to do this. I'm just going to look the way I'm supposed to. Preview. The game will be played in New Orleans. Okay, so glad. Because Zion loves playing in the Garden. I didn't want to see that. Not so soon. Anyway, we play the New Orleans Pelicans tomorrow. Am I worried about that team? Actually, not really. Zion is going to do Zion things. But I'm really confident in this team. I think we're really hard to guard. I think this offense is really, really scary. If these guys can hit threes like this, like, look at it. We shot 45% and Manuel Quickley was 1-for-9 from three. come on, man. Like that's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. So if we can continue to make threes at a high clip, if we can continue to play team basketball and keep, you know, going at it and making sure that you're not leaving anything on the table, I think we can carve out a nice top four seed. And like Joe said the other day, top four seed, and also saying, listen, we are going to host a playoff series first round. That's the goal, hosting a playoff series first round in the Garden. You know what I mean? You're going to host. You don't got to worry about going into a hostile environment for that first game. You can start it off where you're comfortable. Now, it is the Garden, so it does work both ways. So you also got to be ready for that. So I'm actually looking forward to what they can do. Now, it's a long year. Whatever can happen, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm confident that this team can really do something very, very special. These guys, RJ's really coming into his own. I don't know. I don't want to say that it's just RJ's starting to do some stuff out there, guys. Like, I know we don't like how RJ moves, but he's starting to do some stuff out there. He's making plays. He's hitting middies off the dribble. He's knocking down threes. He's finishing at the basket. It's weird. It's weird stuff going on with RJ. And if he's going to play like this and you're mainly going to play him with the second unit, you know what I'm saying? Of course he's going to start, but you're going to let him loose, basically, for, you know, let RJ loose when he's playing with the second unit, and he's going to do what he's been doing. You can't stop that. You got to let that go. Hey, big bro. I love you, fam. Where you at? Yeah. Yeah, we talking about your man RJ. As we all know, if you watch the show, RJ is not a big fan of RJ. He doesn't really like RJ that much for multiple reasons. But we're not going to shout him out on this show. That's not what we do. You know what I'm saying? We show love to our family, especially our GUK family. But anyway, yeah, RJ has been playing well. You know what I'm saying? But I have even said myself that if RJ doesn't show anything this year, like it's put up or shut up. This is your put up or shut up year. You have to do it now because there's no more excuses. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's literally like no more excuses for you, RJ. You really gotta get it going. You have to give us something consistent. And like I said, outside of the scoring, we gotta see other things. There's gonna be games where RJ's not making shots. There's gonna be games where RJ isn't getting the foul that he's supposed to be getting or used to getting. But what I'm starting to see is that the league is starting to give RJ the calls that he wasn't getting, but he was supposed to get for his first couple years, because he's carving out an identity. You know what I'm saying? The league is very weird how they officiate. It's very, very odd. I don't like how they do it. It's different. I was watching an interview. Theo Pinson, of course, out of all people, has a podcast, and he was talking to Emmanuel Mudiay, and just about the politics of it. And just listen, it's a crazy league to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, shout out to the guys. Shout out to RJ for really developing in this year five, because like I said, if you don't figure it out, they will figure it out for you. You getting paid, they're going to give you the opportunity. But if you don't show up, they're going to take that opportunity right from you. So far, back-to-back games, RJ with 24, RJ with 26. Being a very, very reliable scorer and leader for this team. And passing was insane tonight. First half, 5 assists. Only ended up with 6, but, you know, a lot of them, people didn't make. A lot of them, you know, they adjusted to RJ in the second half, clearly, but he still was effective. You know what I mean? And that's what you want to see from RJ if you're going to make him one of your big three. You know what I mean? Because this every team has a three, whether the second and third guy is a role player or not. There's always three guys that are going to be the main guys for your squad. Just like right now, look at the Sixers. Who's the main guy? You got Embiid, Tobias, and it's supposed to be Harden, but Harden's not there, so you got Maxey stepping up in that role. So, you know what I mean? That's you got to have three guys that just bring you something, especially a wing guard and a big. If you got Jalen Brunson, RJ, and Julius, if this is what it's going to be, listen, make it work. And they've been making it work. So, Dre says, I've been running around like a man, Izzy. I'm trying to be on the show tomorrow, though, cuz. Are we doing a show tomorrow, Dre? Yo, Dre gonna be in the show tomorrow. Shout out to Dre. He been literally running around crazy, doing a two-job thing. So shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Appreciation for you. Being able to, you know, take time out of your busy schedule. You know, come on the show with your little brother and all that. You know what I'm saying? I love you. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I'm just messing with you. But yeah, hopefully we'll be back tomorrow with some more good news after we take care of the New Orleans Pelicans. We got the thing about our team is we have a little bit more size than a lot of the league. But Zion might have a hard time getting to the basket and finishing the way he normally does, but Zion is going to do Zion things, like I said. Especially if you're going to attack the basket and have Mitch move out the way, you're just going to throw it to Zion because no one's going to cover for Mitch. That's probably going to be the running theme this year. I think we need to continue to work on our defense. That's what our weakness is. Our weakness is not our offense this year. Our weakness will be our defense and how we defend the three and how we rotate on defense. And our rotations on defense have been ass. I'm not going to point no fingers at anyone in particular, but I've been seeing some late rotations on the three last game and toward the paint this game. So I need guys to start stepping up and acting like they want to win a championship. I don't care if you're going to win 17 games a season. Go out there like you're expecting to win a championship. Or I'm not playing you. And that's all I'll say. Anyway. shout out to these guys for getting that win. First win of the season. We did not want to start the season 0-2. Because we definitely could have won the first game. And if we lost tonight, I'd have been mad because we definitely could have won this game too. We can play Sims against Zion. Hey, there you go. We have the size. We have the big men with Mitch, Isaiah Hartenstein, and Jericho Sims, who can just, you know, play a vertical wall with Zion. We got the jumpers. These guys, Isaiah Hartenstein might not be the highest flyer, but that dude, he gets blocks, a lot of blocks. Now, he's not blocking Zion. Zion is putting them in the rim, promise you. But I think he can give you a little bit of physicality before he gets up so that Zion doesn't get the opportunity to go up. But if Zion gets that step, the only person on this team that I'm comfortable with him going up on in this situation is Mitchell Robinson, and I'm still scared for Mitch. But he's not going to be trying to... He might try because he's Zion. He might try. So just watch the lobs, and Mitch has been excellent, especially tonight. Trae Young is throwing lob after lob after lob, and Mitch got a lot of tips from those lobs, and that's what you want to see. You want to see him tipping those passes and getting that out of there because guys are going to try to throw a lob over his head off that pick and roll. And you're going to see a lot of that with Zion tomorrow, especially on Julius, because I don't think they're going to put Mitch on Zion. They might put Mitch on Julius. And Mitch's defense against that kind of offense is kind of sketchy compared to Mitchell's. Of course, anyone's compared to Mitchell Robinson. The defense is a little sketchy. So that's what I'm worried about tomorrow. But that's it. Outside of that, we should beat that team. That team should not be in the same class with us towards the end of the year because there's just, especially the chemistry that they don't have because guys are always injured. Their two main guys are always injured. Zion Williamson and what's my man? The tall, skinny man. Everybody know who I'm talking about out there in New Orleans. Brandon Ingram. But, you know, I love both of their games, but they just don't stay healthy a lot. So chemistry issues for sure, but talent, Jesus. Let those guys stay consistently healthy for a while and get a lot of experience and playing time on the floor together. They're going to be deadly. That's going to be a deadly duo if they keep them together, if Zion wants to stay there. But Zion's actually looking like he's trying to prove himself this year because he hasn't gotten to since he's been in the league, really. So shout out to Zion, except for tomorrow. As Dre said, he's saying, stop it, bro. Now, I guess that's referring to me saying that he got time to come on the show with his little brother. Shout out to you, man. Listen, do your thing. You already know. Family first, bro. Family first, and you family. So we ain't even got to talk about that. But yeah, man, I'm proud of these guys. I think tomorrow we'll be able to take care of business. We got a two-day break. We don't play on Sunday. We don't play on Monday. But then we play on Tuesday and Wednesday against who other than the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that will be interesting. So get your rest this weekend from Sunday to Monday. Get your rest. Because Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be a madhouse. You know, Cleveland is not happy with how their season ended last year. They're, you know, in the playoffs against our team. So a lot of hostility. A lot of things to prove from that team. But I also don't think this team is the type of team that's going to care enough to let them just come in here and just beat us. Like the old Knicks, I could see that happening because, I don't think there's anyone who could really like lock in and get everyone in like Jalen can. But yeah, man, I think it's going to be an interesting series. They picked up Max Strus, who's spreading the floor for them. That's what they've been needing. They've been needing that that floor spreader at that wing position. And he's been doing it well. So they got better as well. And you know, like just like we did, they didn't go make a huge move. They just fixed the weakness, a small weakness. Oh, we got some chemistry. We went to the playoffs. We went deep in the playoffs, kind of. But you know, we went into the playoffs and with a few minor adjustments, I think we could have beaten the Knicks. I'm sure that's what they're saying. Of course. Is it true? No. But regardless, I think if they could have made a little bit more threes, who played a lot of those minutes? Isaac Okoro. Is that his name? I think I'm saying it right. Isaac Okoro. he played a lot of those minutes and he couldn't space the floor. But I guarantee you, if someone was there, like Strus, knocking that shot down, it would have been a very, very long series for us. Very long series, especially because we know how well we defend the three-point line, don't we? They've gotten better. So let's not waltz in there thinking that this is just going to be a cakewalk. And then we got to go in there and do it again on Wednesday. So let's go in there, focus, let's take care of business. I'm sure Jalen's going to be focused because we don't really got to get him focused. I want Julius to wake up. I like the nice Julius, but I kind of want the mean Julius, you know, to peek from behind the tree every now and then, like a little Sasquatch or something, like, yo, you know what I mean? Like I could get crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? I need you to give me a little bit of that because you've been acting a little hesitant to go into old Julius mode. It's not like we don't want you to go Julius. We just want you to just, you know what I mean, be able to control yourself. That's it. Just control yourself. So, but I'm not worried about Julius. Game two, like I said, he still brought you everything you're supposed to bring. I'm liking our big three. Now, I know a lot of people wanted these guys traded, and this guy traded, and this guy traded. I'm liking the chemistry they're developing together with this team. And if they can keep this up, sky's the limit. You know what I mean? At some point, there will be a trade made. There will be. It's just going to happen. There's going to be someone out there that these guys want to go get. So do not be surprised if, you know, there's some blockbuster trade before the deadline or something, because we have the pieces to actually make those trades. But, we'll see what happens. The only other person out there is Embiid right now. And I don't know. First of all, they're trying to say that the offer that we gave them is not whatever. They're not really liking that offer. Listen, I get it. He's an MVP. Just like I was telling a lot of these Knicks fans, they asked me, like, what do you think we should do? I'm like, listen, if that's the star that you're looking for, make the trade and stand on it. That's it. If you're the front office, stand on that and see what you can make happen. Don't just make that trade. What moves are going to follow up with that trade to make that trade make sense? So, you know what I mean? I don't know. Initially, I probably don't know how it depends. It depends on the trade, but I know if the Knicks are involved in any trade, we're giving up a lot. We just are. So there's more than likely going to be someone or a huge portion of Knicks fans that are going to be upset at the cost we give up for an Embiid if that ever does happen. But I don't expect us to get Embiid without coughing up a lot, especially in a former MVP. Like, it's just not going to happen, in my opinion. But we shall see as this season goes along how things play out. But tomorrow, the New Orleans Pelicans, hopefully we can come back on here with a good idea, a good attitude, joyous like we are today, because the Knicks came through and did what they were supposed to do. But you know, honestly, hold on, let me check the chat, see what else we got before I get up out of here. He said we can play Sims against Zion. That would be interesting. Izzy says yes, for sure. So we'll see how the game goes tomorrow. I am not worried about these guys, but I do want our guys to get some more chemistry and get some rest tonight, because they were gassed in that fourth quarter. And they played a lot of minutes. Our main guys played a lot of minutes. And I don't think they played tonight. Uh-oh. I'm getting a call. You know what that means. You got to load up Call of Duty Warzone. If you guys are on any platform where you play Call of Duty, I'm sure everything is cross-platform at this point. Hit me up, man. Hit us up. Come hit us up. We get crazy, and we jump into Rec 2 on 2K, and that's cross-platform as well. So if you guys would like to play with us on Xbox or PlayStation, we got a little squad. We like to get some wins in on Warzone as well as 2K. We get hop on the Rec and get some dubs. But yes, it is time for us to get up out of here anyway. The show is clearly has run its course. I don't really have anything to talk about besides for games coming up at this point. I'm proud of how we handled tonight. I'm proud of how Jalen Brunson bounced back. I'm proud of how Dante DiVincenzo bounced back from his debut as a Knick, where he made zero baskets. I think it was 0-4, and finished with 0 points and came out tonight with 16. Shout out to RJ for keeping it going. You know, like RJ, his thing, keep it rolling. You know, hey, people say RJ kind of corny. Okay, so you know, whatever. Because I'd rather him be corny, because if he wasn't corny, then he'd be something else, you know, Kevin Porter Jr. or something. But anyway, shout out to RJ for doing your thing out there. Just stay in the gym. Keep making the moves that you're supposed to make. And tomorrow, we'll be back at it. We'll be back at it tomorrow, man. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. And a great day tomorrow. Until next time, y'all take care. If you're here still, please do me a favor, hit that like button, subscribe, hit that bell so you're notified when we go live. And, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Tell everybody about the show. If you just want to, you know, have a, you know, nice little conversation, just drop God of Knicks in there a little bit, a little sprinkle of God of Knicks. Anyway, y'all have a good night. Love all y'all. Peace. And a bottle of hair grease, a few bottles of hair grease, you know what I'm saying? And like my man Xavier Marshall said, hit that like button for us, please. Yeah, have a good night, man. Peace.